All right, it is news time. News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate. All right, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Oh, Steve, make it happen.
Drum roll.
Let's do it, number one.
Oh, number one.
Yeah, you're number one. You're number one. One. Hey,
you're number one.
Hey,
you're number one. Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Okay. In that studio, you are number one, buddy.
That's
right.
And population now, one.
Yeah. And now, live in a color before your very ears to dazzle and amaze you with his newsable abilities, is producer Steve.
Wow.
That was quite an intro.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of impressed.
I kind of liked it, too.
Yeah.
Should do voice work.
Yeah, now you got
yeah, voice.
Now you got a lot of pressure on you, Steve. Don't blow it.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens here. I think this is a good story. A guy purchased a single banana duct taped to a wall for $6.2 million. Okay, here's the interesting part, though. I mean, that's bananas, right?
Yeah, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Yeah. So the artwork, it's called The Comedian.
Now they're laughing at him.
Yeah, I think so. And so the deal is the guy who bought this piece for $6.2 million is apparently going to eat the banana.
That's bananas.
Because, you know, eventually the banana rots and whatever.
Sure, of course it does.
You got to eat it before that happens.
Absolutely.
But that isn't going to, apparently,
lessen its value?
Yeah. Because it's the duct tape and the concept that's the important part.
Yeah, that is super.
So they can replace
cool.
the banana.
It's deep.
Yo, that's man.
Deep.
Hey, if you don't get it, then right. you just don't get it. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Deep meaning. Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, $6, I think, would have been a good price. Not
yeah, that would have been okay.
Overpriced.
Yeah,
that.
Overpriced for a banana.
A whole bundle of bananas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole roll of duct tape.
Stop it. It's one strip.
It's one strip of tape.
Well, he bought a whole roll of bananas.
Oh, he bought, okay, and probably a group of bananas.
Yeah, had to buy a bunch.
Yeah.
He had to find the right banana and that perfect
whiteboard.
You know
what, Steve, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, there is a certificate of authenticity.
What the heck, man?
I would imagine.
Tell him what you're going to do, Monty.
No, don't say it, because then somebody will steal your idea.
Yeah, never mind. Don't say it.
Don't talk about the grapes on there.
What? No, say it.
I'll do it with grapes.
Grapes.
Maybe get $3 million.
Duct taped to a... What is it? Is it on a tag card?
Cardboard.
Cardboard? Whiteboard. What is it?
Whiteboard, it says.
Wait, you say crepes or grapes?
Grapes.
Well, grapes.
Hey!
Oh,
grapes.
Then we're attracting the French market.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
I'm in.
What about apple, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities really are endless.
Story number two.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm just here just providing the news.
Thank you, Steve.
I'll even provide a certificate of authenticity.
Easy, Monty. Easy. Just because you're sitting in Kevin's seat doesn't mean you can.
That's true. That's true. Warren, can you say in your announcer voice, and it includes a certificate of authenticity?
And it includes, what is it, a certificate? And it includes a certificate of authenticity.
It's Steve's news. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's in mint condition.
Clearly.
All right. Well, with this story, I will say from the start, this was not me.
Okay.
It's not me.
Not your fault.
Yeah. Just before 3 a.m. on Tuesday, a South Pasadena cop stopped an older model Toyota Corolla with a dark headlight that ran a stop sign.
Yeah.
Officer hit his red lights, tried and pulled the driver over, sped off.
Oh, no.
Pursuit happened.
Yeah. You know you can outrun a cop in a Corolla.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well documented.
Speeds reaching 65 miles per hour.
Whoa, crazy.
Downhill with the wind at its back.
Mm-hmm. Lasted, what? Huh?
Careful now.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Lasted three minutes.
Whoa-wee.
Covered a mile and a half.
Oh, boy.
Before the driver finally stopped.
That's hilarious.
Turns out. Driver was a 13-year-old boy.
Oh, no. Wow.
took his parents' car without permission.
So it was you then.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, he's got jokes.
Oh, he's shaking his head at you.
That's good. I liked it. Yeah.
No, you don't like it, Jay.
No, I kind of do like it.
I sure don't.
Okay, little fella. Did you guys hear that when we were in Nashville? We were going into, I think it was maybe Jason Aldean's bar. And, you know, it's just a rule. They card everybody. So they card me. They card Steve. They carded everybody. So they card me, and the guy goes, "Thank you, sir." And he cards Steve, and he goes, "Here you go, little buddy."
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, kind of unfair.
Yeah. Buddy.
Steve's smiling, but he doesn't really mean it.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
All I heard was my daughter back there just laughing her head off. She's like, Dad, did you hear call him Little Buddy? I'm like, little shh, buddy. That'll be our little joke until we say it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Little Buddy or was it Little Fella?
Might have been Little Fella, yeah.
Little Fella is funnier. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Well, then I shouldn't have said it.
Little Fella.
Yeah. Wait, was that the only thing you got called there? What did Nate Smith call you?
Ooh, I don't remember. He called you something, and then he called me something after that. I think he called
me sexy boy or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, sexy boy? Is that what he called
you? I think he's it. Yeah, it's up, sexy boy. And I was like, what?
Who wouldn't say that about you?
Well, Nate Smith will, I guess.
And then Jay was called a silver fox.
Ooh.
Don't remember who said it, but
It was handsome boy, not sexy boy.
Handsome boy.
My
same
daughter
thing.
Said, yeah.
Same thing.
Hey, what's up, handsome boy? Yeah. Odd thing to say to somebody, I didn't hear the silver fox one though.
Neither did I, but
my daughter heard it.
Is it not true?
Yeah, he's kind of a fox.
Gotta start thinking of him. I'm gonna think of him. We gotta think of new nicknames for you fellas.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean, Monty?
Huh?
You know what I mean?
How about mud?
Mud? Yeah. Easy, Warren.
Easy.
He's looking at me. This time I won't trip going down the stairs.
Well, you might not trip.
I'll be pushing you.
Push you.
Guys might
I'll go down last, boys.
Take separate staircase just to keep you guys in one piece.
Oh, that's why they have separate staircases here.
That is it, to keep them from fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warren, no more falling down the stairs.
Okay.
Monty fell off a ladder. You fell down the stairs. Bruce, are you afraid?
I'm afraid now. Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be like Monty?
They come in threes, Bruce.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about piggybacking Bruce down the stairs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to see that, handsome guy.
All right, little fella.
Handsome boy.
By the way, Steve also tried to like hip it up by saying, "I think he said Lil." I think he said Lil fella.
Lil.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Four. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Am I just gonna throw punch you?
That's what he says.
I'll throw punch you.
Kevin James.
Is your nose swollen? Did you get stung by a bee?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Should we do the final story? Let's see a show of hands. Who wants to hear it? Final story. Monty,
sure.
Well, we're all in. Look at that.
Oh, everybody wants to hear a final story.
I know. We're very demanding in here, and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, so they want to hear it too.
Okay. I'll provide that for you then.
Very good.
I feel good about this.
Thank you, Producer Steve.
Yeah. A Massachusetts coffee shop is allowing customers to pay for their coffee in an interesting way.
Oh?
Hmm?
Dancing.
Whoa.
Monty would get a big cup of coffee.
Man. I mean, if someone's going to give you a free cup of coffee, would you do a little dance, Warren?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Why not, right?
I thought maybe it was that Scottish coffee and you're going to get a loan application.
Right.
For the $344 coffee?
Yeah. $344 coffee and a $6.2 million banana.
Ooh,
quite the breakfast.
I need a loan application for that.
Yeah. Seriously.
No, this coffee is much cheaper. I don't know the exact price, but I assume it's the, average.
Sure.
Coffee price. Yeah. This place is in Middleborough, Massachusetts, which has a population of about 24,000 people. And they posted on TikTok that they were letting people dance for their coffee.
Right.
And it got almost 7 million views
yesterday. I love that.
So showing dozens of customers boogieing their way to a cup of coffee.
See, if it was just like, if you wanted to do it, you wouldn't even necessarily lose that much money if you just did like, a drip coffee or black coffee. For a dance. If you're going to get a frou-frou coffee, the dance isn't going to cover that. So you'll have to pay for it. But
do a better dance.
Would you, Bruce?
You have to do a better dance.
Yeah. Would you do a dance for a cup of coffee, Bruce?
You bet.
Attaboy,
Bruce.
You
know how to shake a leg.
Do a little jig.
Oh, my goodness. I kind of want to see it.
Me too.
See, and the nice thing about this, this place, they did it and they stopped it. They only required people to dance for 5 seconds, but they're going to be doing this every month. But they're not going to say like an official day.
Oh, they'll just surprise
you
with it.
It's going to be a surprise thing, and then people have to come in.
So could you do the Wang Chung then?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
You can do anything, yeah.
Wow. I'm in then.
Maybe we should do that like one day. we're out someplace and we say, hey, come by and dance for a sweatshirt or something. Yeah. Dance for a
hoodie. I like it.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And people have to come out and dance for five, 10 seconds. What is it, 5 seconds? Was that what it was, Steve?
Only for the cup. Yeah, only 5 seconds for the cup of coffee.
All right, 5 for a cup of coffee, half an hour for a hoodie.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Half an hour.
They're nice hoodies. All you have to do is dance for a half hour. Forget it. I don't want it that bad.
I don't know. Where can we do something like that?
I'm trying to think. Well, we're going to be out next Tuesday for the Christmas Wish at Indaba Coffee Roasters on Monroe. We're going to do the whole show from there. You guys should stop by.
Yeah, where were you talking about that?
Coffee. Look, it involves coffee, fellas.
Oh.
But you'd have to give up your coffee. Oh. Or you could come early.
That'd be real early.
Yeah, it would be early, but it'd be like a 6 o'clock Indaba Coffee Roasters. I'll get you a coffee. I'll buy you all coffee.
Okay.
And then you could go to your regular coffee appointment at 8 o'clock next Tuesday.
Okay.
Man, they'll be wired.
Well, that's somebody else's problem once they leave us.
Just let them wild.
Pass the torch, son.
Just warn the world. They're out there and they've had multiple cups of coffee.
Yes.
Are you guys in for a Wednesday show?
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to cook a turkey or no? How are we feeling? Are we still want to do it?
We'll just bring some pepperoni or something.
Bring some pepperoni?
Yeah. Pepperoni.
Kind of over the whole frying the turkey thing.
Yeah. I don't care one way or the other.
Yeah. Are you doing a fried turkey this year?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Are you, you're not doing any cooking? You personally?
No, I'm not.
And what about your wife?
Yeah, she's making something too. We're going over to Josh and Jolene's.
So it's kind of like a, what do you call it, potluck?
Yeah, kind of a potluck. Everybody brings something.
All right, very good. Bruce, are you cooking turkey this year?
Me cook turkey?
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I meant you guys.
Hopefully we're going someplace else.
Somebody else to make the mess. Yeah, yes. I think that's what we're doing too. Monty, are you doing a turkey at your house?
We're going elsewhere.
But what is the deal?
I'm sure there will be turkey involved.
Man, nobody's going to be home.
No. Going to mom's house?
No, we're going to Trevor's house.
Oh,
and then to my sister. So we're going to a couple places.
Cool. Steve, tell me you guys are having turkey.
I believe we are.
Okay. Jeez Louise, this group is getting old.
Oh. I don't want to cook anymore. Let's go somewhere else and do it.
Yeah.
Clean up's easy.
Lori's taking a ham along with the biscuits,
easy.
dinner rolls and a ham.
Yeah.
Daryl Zahanna? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Hawaiian rolls, hopefully.
Yes.
Hawaiian rolls and a ham.
Do you like those?
I do love those.
Oh, man, me too.
Yeah. And then she's bringing a ham. Well, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And so we're not going to cook anything here this year. We're going to just do pepperoni, apparently.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
Huh.
Your cash and carry's got big bags of them, so we should be good.
I've got some big bags in the freezer of pepperoni and the slices.
Prove it.
Had some Ritz crackers and some pepperoni. We're set.
What a Thanksgiving meal!
Hey,
shame I'm not sticking
around. Bruce wants some cheese
and
too.
Some popcorn. Oh,
cheese,
yeah. Bruce is very. Bruce, Steve is very sad. He's not going to be here.
Popcorn and pretzels.
Popcorn, pretzels, and
pepperoni and Ritz crackers. We're good.
Well, it's all pea food.
Oh, it is. But I was thinking more of peanuts.
How about some details?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call two cows sunbathing together? Fine leathered friends.
Kevin James.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I'm surprised that they're going to get skinned.
Yeah, no, I understand what it is. Yeah. Thank you for it, though, Monty. Gosh, you know what? That's a new segment. Monty over-explains Alexa jokes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gosh, that would be fun.
I do want to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's make that a complete segment.
So great. Time for a little Beat the Show, fellas.
Oh, darn it.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show.
Hey. Who?
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show.
How?
Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
All right, it is Beat the Show time.
B-double-E-T.
How are you guys feeling about it?
Not good.
not going to lie.
It's not too bad, I don't think.
What's the topic today?
So? Oh, maybe you'll change your mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Geography.
I'm in.
Yeah, very nice.
We'll see.
I don't think it'll be too bad.
We might actually do okay on this one.
What do you say, Holly?
Well, I am. I'm a history and a geography major.
So. Oh.
Well, yeah. Then, why didn't we just...
Although, I must say, That was a lie. I am terrible at geography.
Had a great,
gotcha.
He had us going. Say,
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Next caller.
I love that. That is fantastic. Well, fellas, you guys can go on get.
Okay.
I suppose we can.
Yeah, you guys figure out who gets the extra question today, if you don't mind, while you're out there doing
me.
Nothing.
Oh, golly.
Lucky Warren, or maybe just Lucky Holly in this situation. Yeah. All right, Holly, it's going to be 7 questions in 60 seconds, and let's see how we do. Don't forget, you can pass if you get stuck.
Okay.
Probably won't, because you're, you know, a history and geography major, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, yeah, I won't. All right, Steve-o.
Okay, here we go. Name one of the 5 Great Lakes.
Superior.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
What is the ocean that borders Florida?
Atlantic.
What country is also called the Netherlands?
Sweden.
Where is the largest airport by land area in the United States? It's kind of close to us. Mm. Sort of.
Salt Lake City.
How many continents are there on Earth?
7.
What country are the Spanish Steps located in?
Spain.
I mean, why not, right? I felt like it was just asked. You're just asking to say it. I mean, I don't know if it's right or not, but I felt like that was good.
We'll see.
All right.
That was all 7, yeah.
You got through all of them with like 12 seconds to spare. Nicely done, Holly. Hold on for a second. Holly, what are your big plans for Thanksgiving next week?
We are going to go to the Kellogg Water Park with the kids for a night.
Oh, nice. That's a great idea.
Family time. Lots of family time.
Oh, good for you guys. Yeah, yeah, yep. Well done. So not traveling too far, which is also kind of nice.
No, we're lucky. All of our family's here, so we don't have to go. So.
Nice. Yeah, boy, that is lucky.
Yeah, very good.
All right, the fellas are back. Let's see how we do. Holly did great. She got through all 7 questions with time to spare.
All right.
Warren, you have the extra question.
Oh, man.
Remember, answer only your own question. Pass on only your own question, and here we go.
I'm sorry, what's the young lady's name that
works? It's Holly.
Holly,
yes.
Congratulations.
Good luck.
Very nice.
We're going to need it.
Okay, Warren, here we go.
Okay.
Name one of the 5 Great Lakes.
See, I'm Michigan.
What is
I know that's not right, but...
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
That would be... I'm having a break. Himalayas.
It's a mountain, not the whole range.
I know. I'll pass until I can get it.
What is the ocean that borders Florida?
The Atlantic.
What country is also called the Netherlands?
Austria.
Oh, boy.
Where is the largest airport by land area in the United States? Kind of close to us.
Airport by land area. Seattle, SeaTac.
How many continents are there on Earth?
7.
What country are the Spanish Steps located in?
The Spanish Steps?
Yeah.
Oh, they're Spain.
Back to you, Monty, on the pass.
Tallest mountain?
I still am.
That's all right. That's okay. No worries. Right. We'll see how we did.
Everest?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you go, Warren.
Thank you.
Warren Strong.
I was thinking Fuji. I couldn't get Fuji out of my head. I was thinking,
that's an apple.
I love those apples. Yeah.
They are delicious. Golden Delicious are also good.
Yes, they are.
Holly, you have a great lap. I'm enjoying it.
I did too.
Letting you know.
You guys are hilarious. Fuji.
Fiji Fuji, one of my favorites.
Yeah, Mount Fuji.
You ever tried those carameled?
Carameled Fujis?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, are those
Mount
things good.
Fuji.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Oh, calm down.
Easy. You'll be pushing me down the stairs after the show.
Here we go.
Mount.
Name one of the 5 Great Lakes.
You did it.
Holly said Superior, and you said Michigan.
Which is a Great Lake.
Which is a Great Lake.
Yes.
So I was nodding at you. Yes, you got it.
When you said, I know that's not right, I was like, well, actually, it is right.
Wow.
That was amazing. Thank you for being... incorrect and right at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know any of the other ones, Warren?
Superior. She just said
one. Superior, yeah.
She's not even going to try.
I rode one of those to school.
Superior?
Superior bus.
Is that the name of the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Erie, Huron, and what's the other one? Ontario.
Very good, Jay.
Well, I mean, I lived pretty close there.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
It is 1-1.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
I can't believe I didn't hear this.
Holly went with Everest, Mount Everest. We went with a lot of different answers, none of which I think were right.
Yeah, Holly's right.
Yeah.
Mount Everest. Yeah.
Two to one.
What is the ocean that borders Florida?
Well, Bruce, you scared me for a minute.
Well, I didn't know if I wanted to say the Gulf of Mexico or not.
Trying to work through it, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody said Atlantic there.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
3-2 in favor of Holly. She's our favorite.
What country is also called the Netherlands?
I think that was a hard. That's kind of a hard question. I couldn't remember. It took me a while.
Probably Holland. Yeah.
It did. It took me a minute. I was gonna when she said Sweden. I was like, she might be right. And then I'm like, no, I think that's wrong. And then Warren, I think, said Austria.
Yeah.
Which is definitely wrong.
But just as close as Sweden.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Still 3-2.
Yeah. Holland. I don't know if I should have asked what country is also called Holland and then the Netherlands. I think they're interchangeable pretty much. Really.
They are.
Where's the largest airport by land area in the United States?
We had an SLC and a SeaTac for Holly said Salt Lake City. And then
O'Hare.
O'Hare?
Yeah.
It's not really very close, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think is Denver because it's so spread out.
Ooh, right.
That is correct, Jay.
I would have said Dallas if it wasn't for him saying
Dallas
it was close.
Dallas is huge.
Because that's like a city.
It is.
But when he said close, I'm like, well, Denver's like sprawled out. That's why it's so far away from everything. But yeah, Denver. No points, but we're close, guys. 3-2. Holly's in the lead.
Also second largest in the world.
Wow.
How about
that? Thank you for that.
Yeah. How many continents are there on Earth?
Everybody said 7.
Everybody's right.
Look at that. 4-3. The Friday crew's still in it.
What country are the Spanish Steps located in?
What'd you say, Warren?
I said Spain.
That's what Holly said.
Thank you, Holly. You're a sweetheart.
they're in Rome.
Rome, Italy.
Rome, Italy.
Well, you've been there.
I have, actually.
Well,
don't look at me like that.
Holly still got the win. I mean, you couldn't come up with Everest, so calm down.
I know. I'm not. I'm not passing judgment because I couldn't come
one
up with
one of our coffee buddies. There you go.
PGA, yeah.
One of our coffee buddies just sent us a text, and he says, geez, you guys need to go back to school.
Oh.
It was Mike Ryder.
Mike. Take a pill, Mike.
Yeah.
Holly, congratulations. Mike. Give her a round of applause, guys.
Holly, good job.
Yeah. Oh, hey, thanks, guys. Thank you.
You got a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Have a great Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yes.
That's cool. I love your plans. Hold on for
Happy
just one.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. Very, very nice. And good job, guys?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I looked at YouTube.
On the video. Yeah.
And it showed you how to do it?
Yes.
Kevin James.
And that didn't help you much.
No, because I took apart a whole bunch of stuff I didn't need to.
Oh, no.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day time.
Alrighty, I got a few things regarding the Thanksgiving holiday.
Prove it.
Alright, number one. The American Farm Bureau says that a basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost an average of...
Oh boy.
$22 a person.
$22 a person? What are you eating?
Well, I don't know. Not turkey.
Is it a per person or?
I think it's total.
Total.
For 10 people.
So yours is $222.
Yeah.
Or $220.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, $220.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Bruce, 10 people. 10 people.
Ooh, $110.
What do you say, Monty?
I'm going to go higher than that. I'm going to go $250.
Wow. Turkey's inexpensive, fellas. I'm going to say...
final answer.
80.
Well, Jay, you were the closest. $58.08.
What?
Turkey's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's down 5% from last year.
Look at there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So if I believe that.
Yeah. Fake news, Bruce. Fake news.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's, I guess... That's an average, though, right? I mean, people are spending more or maybe a little
less. Well, it just depends what you're eating. I mean, traditionally, if you're having turkey, turkey's pretty inexpensive. And then some of the other stuff's not that much either.
You gotta have ham with it.
That's where you're gonna jack up the price. I think they're probably doing turkey, like potatoes, gravy, maybe some vegetable and cranberries.
Yeah, this is, they say, the basic Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
As soon as you start adding in other meat, there you go. Yeah.
We're having brisket made on the
brisket
Traeger.
Brisket and ham?
Yes.
All right. Oh. No turkey.
No. Well, somebody's, Lori was thinking about getting a small, no, Jolene's going to have a small turkey, just a small one.
Okay.
For people who want turkey.
What do you call a small turkey?
Gobbler.
Oh, chicken?
I call it Producer Steve.
Oh, okay then. Look at that look.
I mean, kind of funny.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
It's not bad.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
Little fella.
That's not funny.
That's hilarious.
That's not funny.
I'm going to Google it. What do you call a small turkey?
Little fella.
Little fella.
Yeah. Oh, baby turkey, right? Yeah. What'd you say?
A turkeylet?
Good job.
Chicken.
Now, that'd be good. Fried chicken for Thanksgiving.
Well, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Why
not? That would be good, yeah.
Speaking more of eating for Thanksgiving.
Let's do it.
There was a poll done about the percentage, what percentage of people were having specific things. Turkey being the highest, what percentage of people plan to have turkey on the table for Thanksgiving?
Warren.
What percentage?
It's like the guesstimator. We're playing like the guesstimator.
Okay, right? I'm going to say 71%.
That's a really good guess. I like that. What do you think, Bruce?
83%.
83. Wow. Monty, over to you.
69%.
Oh, 69%. 72, final answer.
84% of people.
Bruce, one off.
So nice. There.
Yeah, take
that. Take that.
Wow.
Posters.
He wears his wins with confidence.
He does, doesn't
he?
Yeah. Take that.
So that was the highest. There's a bunch of other things on here, like mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Now, that's good.
Do you feel like there's now more people that have different meat on Thanksgiving than there used to be?
I think so.
Yes, I do think
that. Is it because they don't like turkey, or they just like options, or what do you
think? I think options.
Options?
In my opinion. Yeah. I don't know. Monty?
What do you think, Monty?
What do you think?
Are people like straying away from turkey because they don't like turkey? Or?
I think maybe just tired of it.
Maybe.
Want a
little different?
Sure.
You know, mix it up like a taco bar.
How about a big old steak?
Do you have,
let's just have a taco
turkey
bar
sandwiches,
turkey.
Though, Warren, after
They're okay, but...
That's what I figured you'd
say. I don't even really like that anymore.
I don't even really like you that much.
Oh, come on, Jay.
What do you got against turkey?
Yeah.
I've had too much of it in my life. I've eaten too much.
Yeah. No, my parents, they did a tacos. They did tacos.
Turkey tacos?
For Thanksgiving. No, just tacos.
Wow. Really? See, that's... I'd love that.
Yeah. They,
Do they know about the whole Taco Tuesday thing, like, every week?
No.
No.
Not familiar.
Okay.
No, it was just the two of them, I think, the 1 year. And they were like, well, we're not going to make a turkey. It seems like a lot.
I understand.
That
would
be.
Yeah. Although I mean, there's leftovers, man. The leftovers, I love those.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey sandwiches, Warren.
Well, I like them.
No, you changed your mind now.
Okay,
back.
Don't be pressured into it.
Okay. I like dressing with gravy on it.
Well, that's funny because it's one of our poll questions coming up.
Well.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
looky there.
This changes everything.
And now I have a different answer.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we should play another round of Heads Up in the 9 o'clock hour. We can choose whatever category you want. We can make it easy, we can make it hard, whatever you want to do. But I don't know that we were super happy with our performance in the first time we played Heads Up, so maybe we'll play it again. You know what they say, just keep trying.
Just keep trying to go.
At first you don't succeed.
Don't they call that insanity?
Yeah.
I mean.
Expecting a different outcome?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I
keep hitting my thumb with the hammer. I don't know why it hurts.
Yeah.
We're going to prove that next. 99.9 Coyote Country.